is 2:40 p.m. on January 30th, 2013. We are continuing the combined formal hearing for OPA PA 12-16, 17, and 18.
Okay, at this time, we'll have closing statements from the parties on appeal number 16, beginning with Telegram.
Thank you. Yesterday, Ed Cruz testified that this is the first time, and Mr. Nishihara alluded to earlier, that the government of Guam has issued a comprehensive invitation for bid for all GovGuam telecommunication needs. Was it perfect? Probably not. And why? Even though Mr. Nishihara attempts to downplay that there was only 30 amendments out of the thousands and thousands of hours that the government spent putting this bid together, it is the government's responsibility, according to the law, to provide specifications that are unambiguous, clear, and concise. It is not the bidder's responsibility, again, as I stated earlier, to question, or the bidder doesn't have the burden to keep questioning these different types of specifications. The procurement law is clear. A specification is any description of the physical or functional characteristics or of the nature of the supply or service. Purchase descriptions shall describe the salient technical requirements or desired performance characteristics of supplies or services to be procured, without including restrictions which do not significantly affect the technical requirements or performance of the characteristics. The GovGuam procurement law states no criteria may be used in bid evaluations that are not set forth in the evaluation of the invitations to bid itself. Just a few minutes ago, Mr. Nishihara accused GTA of trying to change the specifications. In this case, Ed Cruz stated yesterday that none of the specifications required a digital display, but yet they're trying to change the specifications. Mr. Cruz himself, who drafted the specifications, testified that the IFB and any subsequent amendments or any supplemental questions did not require telephone instruments to have digital displays. This does not preclude a bidder, however, from providing such an instrument that includes a digital display. Neither GSA or PDS could show where the telephone instruments were required to have digital display. GSA argues that, yes, it did in revised bid form 3, is really what we want. This argument will then limit the bidder to the type of instruments they can offer, which is contrary to specification number 1, which states that the bidders are required to provide a range of phones. It did not say only provide 4 or 5 phones, like the bid revised bid form 3 state. It called for a range of phones with a range of features. Should GSA have limited the number of phones? Perhaps, but again, it's too late. You can't change the specifications. GSA also argues, or tries to change the specifications, by calling to question bid form 1, specifically items 25 and 26. Clearly, it was also testified that bid form 1 relates to telephone service and not telephone instruments. This argument is contrary, again, to the very specification listed under the telephone instrument specifications, which state that the bidder must provide a range of service or range of phones. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that the IFB did require all phones to have digital displays. Then would bid form 3 be non-conforming because the first item on bid form 3 doesn't require a digital display? The answer is that the telephone specifications never called for telephone instruments to have digital displays. If in fact GSA did intend to require, as it says in the other bids, that all phones require digital displays, it would have done so specifically in the specifications. The IFB is clear that the specifications for telephone instruments were provided for in a separate and distinct portion of the bid entitled Telephone Instruments, and that's located on page 42 of the IFB. Rather than admitting its mistakes, GTA attempts to explain that the real specification calls for phones to have a digital display found in another bid form, which clearly only relates to the services. GTA does not dispute that service must be compatible with the phones that it offers, nor does GTA dispute that its telephone service must be able to provide caller ID service for those phones in which the agencies choose that do in fact have digital displays. GSA's attempt to misguide the OPA is disingenuous and may cast doubt on the procurement system's integrity. GTA, on the other hand, admits that it made a mistake when it filled out bid form 3, when stating that a certain model phone had to have a digital display. But nonetheless, its bid should not have been found to be non-responsive or non-conforming, when in fact its bid, albeit with an error, did conform to the bid specifications. What is clear is that GSA wanted the bidder to ensure that all telephone instruments worked in tandem with the system the bidder was to provide. GSA was correct in pointing out that GTA said it acknowledged and admit that GTA met and acknowledged that requirement. It's also clear that GSA wanted telephone service with a caller ID service. In sum, the telephone system must provide caller ID, and the caller ID must work on the phones that have digital displays. This is a very different requirement or specifications that all phones must have digital display. The bids for telephone services and instruments amounts to millions of dollars over the time. GSA should get this right. After all, it's the taxpayers expect nothing less. Thank you.
Thank you. Government?
Thank you very much. I think I want to go a little bit out of order and start with GTA's representation that the specs did not require digital display. And I think it's because, and this is just there was another misreading that bid form 3 was not part of the specifications. And whereas GTA says the burden of proof for clarity of specification rests with the government of Guam or GSA, the government of Guam would come back and say in every communication with GTA, there was never an indication that they thought otherwise. In fact, affirmatively, they said they've made a mistake or a misprint or however you want to label it. But on every communication with regard to the Cisco SPA 501G, GTA's communication is clear. It has a digital display. So there wasn't any misunderstanding, at least not from GSA's point of view. If you put yourself in GSA's point of view, and the communication is coming back with regard to telephones, is there any misunderstanding that GTA does not understand that what we are looking for is a digital display phone? No indication whatsoever. In fact, right the opposite. And I don't know if you caught it at the end of I'll call it the testimony. GTA did something, they basically stated like, okay, we admit the mistake. In fact, they've said it's a mistake, that they would give us the 504 phone. You know what, quite honestly, if this wasn't a government procurement and that was me, I mean, I'm my own personal, I'd love it. It's sort of like going to Kmart and then mispricing the item, right? They're gonna give it to me at the lower cost. But you know, once again, we have rules. We have rules we gotta follow. It's kind of like the merit system on how government does procurement. It's a little different than the private sector. It's a little different than how I buy stuff for myself personally. You know, if we were to change the rules, and I'll call it change, and we were to accept that premise, the government of Guam would love it as far as cost. You know why? Because then it'll become an open option, right? GTA now offers the 504 at 352, PDS, step up to the plate. What are you willing to give it to me? Are you willing to give it to 351? Yes. 351, what about you, GTA? Docomo, why don't I let you back in the playing field, right? Will you give me below the 351? And who's the next best bidder? I mean, we might as well call it an open auction. But that's not the rules of the game we play with here. We play with set rules. You are to give us the exact item we asked for. And in this case, we asked exactly for a digital display phone. No question in my mind. That's what Form 3 asked for. So again, going back to a similar argument before, in this case, GTA is once again asking, not for a change, GTA is asking us to once again change the rules of procurement. And although I would love for the government of Guam to reap that benefit, I don't think through an OPA ruling she could overrule the regulations and law that bind us to this process. Thank you very much.
Thank you. PDS.
Yeah, thank you. Like 018, this is a simple case. GTA submitted a non-compliant telephone because it didn't have a digital display. There's the phone sitting next to me there. That will be an exhibit. There's no digital display. Now, GTA argues the specifications do not require a digital display phone. Mm-hmm. But before addressing that argument, it's clear that PID Form 3 did specify digital phones. 3 out of 4 were supposed to be digital phones. And so why can't the government put specific requirements in a bid form? What's the prohibition against that? Because the bidders see exactly what the government requires in the bid form. In other words, if you want to call that adding specifications, okay, fine. Because you can have general, the specifications can be more general. I mean, here are the general characteristics. Okay, now we come to the bid form. This is precisely what we want. And that's not inconsistent, and that's what the government did here. We don't really need to get into this debate about whether the specification requires it. If the OPA just accepts that, it is permissible to have a bid form that is very specific about what is desired. But even if that were not the case, obviously Ed Cruz testified you've got to have caller ID capability and you can't have it without a digital phone. And so it is in the specs in that regard. You've got to have this, which means you've got to have that. Okay. But in any event, GTA was not confused about this. In their bid form submission, they represented that its Cisco SPA 501G phone had a digital display. And I'm not suggesting it was a knowingly false misrepresentation. They acknowledged it was a mistake. But the point is, if they didn't understand that digital display phones were required, why are they bidding thinking of bidding a digital display phone? Now, GTA, that's also appeals on the grounds that GSA improperly decided that it had submitted a multiple offers on bid form 3 and rejected them because of that, but that's just not the case. To the contrary, as Ed Cruz testified, GSA went through the GTA bid to calculate the lowest price that could be attributed to the GTA bid after eliminating the non-conforming phone. So GSA did not reject out of hand GTA's bid because GTA had changed the bid form. No, they're very fair here to GTA, but once you do the arithmetic showed that once you eliminate the non-conforming phone, PDS had the lower price. Now, thirdly, I mean, GTA claims that GSA erred in calculating the PDS was a low bidder, but what GTA wants to do is to substitute the SPA 504G phone, which does conform, to the non-conforming model 501G. And I just want to show, this is graphically demonstrate, if I could, exactly what GTA might do here. I'll hold this up.
lean the thing back, you know. Lean, if you push it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Then I think you should hold it.
Okay. Here's what they want to do. They want to scratch this figure out right there and write in 3, 5, 2. And then.
Mr. Mann.
I'm sorry.
We can't really see what you're doing. We want to follow your argument.
Okay. there we go. What I did is I scratched out the 493 figure and I wrote in 352.
Okay.
Right? In other words, I guess the Kmart hypothetical is okay. We mispriced something to say, well, yeah, we told you it was, we'll give it to you at the lower price.
Right.
Okay. And then they take the 352 figure and put it down here. And yeah, sure enough, they get the low bid. If you do that. If you're allowed to change your bid after bid opening, let me make this a little bit clearer. Yeah. If you can do that, I was telling Mr. Nishihara, tell you what, PDS will draw its objection in this regard. If PDS in the future can have one time where it gets to do this as a kind of a free deal in the future, and of course he said no, you can't do that. Well, that's how simple this is. They want to change the bid form after opening in order to calculate the low price for itself. And if there's anything in procurement law that is absolutely prohibited, it's changing an IFB substantially after opening. They can't do it. And I just wanted to point out graphically what they basically wanted GSA to do, in which GSA quite properly refused to do. So, so this is a simple case. GSA correctly rejected GTA's non-conforming phone and then correctly recalculated GTA's bid to give GTA the best possible price, but PDS's price was still lower. So GSA's denial of the GTA protest should be affirmed.
Thank you. Thank you everybody for your presentations. The matters will be taken under advisement and a decision issued.
This concludes our hearing.
Thank you very much.
This concludes the combined formal hearing for OPA PA 12-16 and 12-18 Telegram Holdings versus General Services Agency and OPA PA 12-17 Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. The time is 2:55 p.m. Thank you.